Our second hour guest here. We're very excited to talk again with Linda Tennant and Rick Duncan to follow up on the incredible series that we did. I think was that early last year?
It was spring, I think. Yeah, it was winter, spring.
Yeah, whatever it was. We did it for like 8 weeks. So anyway, without any more ado, let's get Linda and Rick on the phone here. Hi, guys.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Good. Rick, how are you?
Great, great. Thanks so much for having me back on the show.
Well, we're thrilled to follow up with you. We got Linda on the line, too?
I am on the line.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
Great. You?
We miss you guys.
Oh, we do, too.
So,
we talk about you all the time. Right, Tom?
Yes. Good or bad?
Yeah.
Only in the best way.
Well, yeah, yeah. So we are sure of that. That's why we picked out that picture of you, Rick.
Great.
Our newsletter.
I loved it.
That was a good picture of all of us there. I appreciate that. All right, so you guys, I'm going to give Linda a chance here to kind of just review the process that we went through with you, Rick.
Yeah. So you remember, and it actually was the first part of this year, amazingly. That's when we started at the end of January, and it was an 8-week program. Every week, Rick went through different lessons in our leadership program. It was things about delegation, motivation, how to keep people in their high payoff activities, as we call them, the most important priorities. And so Rick listened to CDs and he did some analysis. And then also what we did before even he did that part is he actually went down and did what many business owners want to do but never get around to doing, and that's establishing the corporate values and vision and mission and purpose. And then also what we've been doing since that program is Rick and I have had weekly sessions. Coaching is what he calls it. And what we're doing there is just really helping him implement some of the things that he discovered he wanted to get done once he went through the program.
All right. So it wasn't just the 8-week program. You have an ongoing coaching relationship.
Right.
Okay. All right. So I know that for that program that Rick had set 3 goals, and we didn't really have a lot of time within those 8 weeks to make a lot of progress because he wanted to increase sales by $3 million by the end of the year. How did we do with that goal, Rick?
Well, John, you know, when we had the show, I thought it was going to be a piece of cake, but the economy's worsened a little since then, but we're on track. We're going to do it.
You're going to make that goal.
Absolutely. It's really taken a lot of work, and we've worked with our sales team to organize them better, to put a plan into effect, to buy some sales software to better organize us with our sales and track them. And without that, we would have never done it.
All right. So if you're going to add $3 million, I mean, that's a pretty big hit. That makes this investment in the attainment program pretty minimal.
Yes, it does. Yeah, yeah. You know, our profits aren't huge, but off of the $3 million, we'll make enough to easily pay for the program and put a little in our pockets and distribute around to our employees as well.
Yeah, well, and you're picking up market share.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the real payoff there. Good. All right. So the other 2 goals you had were a little more personal in nature. One was you're going to increase, you're going to help one of your employees increase their communication skills. How'd that work out?
You know, he's done great. His emails are legible and it's something that we're proud to see him produce, and he's doing better about speaking on the phone, and he's just really, really improved. He took a class at the community college, and he really got into it, and he enjoyed it, and he was proud of himself as well.
And he now works for Swift.
It's a written night transportation.
That's a dirty word.
Don't listen to him, Rick. You know, a lot of business owners, Rick, struggle with the idea of making that decision between trying to salvage an employee and, you know, doing the coaching and the training versus just fire them and get them out of there. I mean, what did you learn from this experience?
Well, you know, in some respects, we were on the verge of that. We were on the verge of changing his position maybe and put him in another area where, you know, because of his effectiveness. And I learned that by doing what we did, we increased his effectiveness. He was able to stay in the position he was in and actually grow in the position and do a better job. He's taken on additional responsibilities since then. We've put 4 or 5 staff members working directly under him, and he's doing a good job of it. So, I mean, it just was really amazing.
And what do you attribute that to?
I attribute it to paying attention to him, to working with him, to improve his skills, and he saw value in it, and we saw value in it, and it worked.
John, that's such a great question, because that is what business owners are faced with all the time. And one of the things that we say is, before you ever think of making a change with an employee, you want to ask yourself a couple of things. You want to say, have I clearly communicated to that person what their job entails, their high payoff activities? Mm-hmm. Have I clearly communicated feedback as to which areas we feel they're doing well and which ones they should improve? And the third part is, are we giving them the tools and the training to make the changes they need to be successful?
Yeah, those are great questions, and I don't know that, I think those are hard questions for business owners to truly answer, because that whole communication process, I mean, we all second guess ourselves. You know, have I been clear, and are we really on the same page? It's a tough one. Now, the third goal, Rick, was, and I love this one because I had the same issue too, where you want your management team to handle more of the issues among themselves rather than having to run to you for everything. How does that turn out?
Well, that was really the one that amazed me the most. Within a short period of time, they were effectively doing it, and they were coming to me with challenges, not with infighting and arguing about who should be responsible for something. They worked those kinds of problems out themselves, to where they came to me. When they came to me, it was something, you know, that was about growth of the business or handling a customer or something like that. It wasn't about personality issues or turf battles between departments, and it just, I couldn't believe it, that whenever we just communicated and I communicated what I wanted, it worked. And I just, once again, it was a second guessing issue, where I really felt like I had done a good job of saying what I needed, but I had not. And whenever I really made it clear and really let them know the expectation, it got me the result I wanted.
So it wasn't so much about them changing, it was how you approached them.
It really was, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's that's one of the things we stand for on this show, is that if you want to change your experience and change your results, you got to change yourself. So that's good validation for that. Now, could you have achieved these goals on your own, or you know, how did working with a company like Attainment actually help you to do this?
You know, I wouldn't have achieved them on my own. Could I have achieved them on my own? Possibly, but without somebody really opening my eyes to what was out there and providing me with the structure I needed and pointing me towards resources or at least telling me how I could go about finding the resources I needed, I would have never achieved it. Just to make a quick analogy, I've got friends of mine that own businesses that say they would never let their kids work there until they went to work for a big company first.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never done that, my kids had never done that, and my dad had never done that. And it was just amazing how what Attainment brought in opened up a whole world of ideas and processes that perhaps had we gone to work for a big company first, we would have seen. But because of just you know, coming directly to work out of school for ourselves, we just didn't see that.
Well, what was the most helpful thing then? What was the thing that Attainment brought to the table that made the biggest difference?
Probably the most helpful thing was dealing with our people. We had been a very customer-driven company before. Customer service was a really big issue with us, and everything was for the customer. And obviously, that's very important, but we had failed to really recognize what we needed to bring to our own people and how we needed to work with them to open the door to them being better trained and becoming better employees, which got us the result we wanted with the customers, but we had never really looked at it from that direction. We'd never really looked at, if I work with this employee or if I really communicate my value, can I get the result I want with the customer?
Excellent, excellent. Linda, I just want to check in with you a little bit. What did you observe in Rick and the company in the last 6 months, or however long it's been since we talked with you guys last?
Well, you know, first of all, I have to say it's such a thrill for me to hear what a client actually thinks in terms of what was the most helpful part, because, you know, we think we know what we bring to clients, but it's great to actually hear his words. Yeah. So what I've seen, in addition to what Rick has described, is that, you know, the focus has been on Rick increasing the time that he should spend in what a leadership really should be doing, his leadership HPAs, high payoff activities. And many times, small, medium-sized business owners are more focused on their own productivity than their people's. And so what Rick has done is he's really done things to help his people, especially his management team, spend time in their high payoff activities. He's begun having weekly individual meetings with the management team members so they would be more focused and that they'd have proactive communication rather than just reactive. And he's also had weekly group staff meetings. And this is all in reaction to a survey that was done that asked these people, you know, what is it that you want to have changed? What would you like to have different? And so there...
Wait, let me catch up. So you actually surveyed the employees to find out what they wanted. And that's what they told you, and then that's what you went in and did?
Right. And we actually have still, you know, we've really focused on management team, Rick's direct reports, and future work will be more focused on the entire group, but we took that next level first. And these were the things that they wanted different. And we also did a survey with those same people later on, the managers, to ask them things like, what motivates you? What are your career goals? What can your manager do to help you be more successful? And you know, and actually had them rate their job satisfaction, and Rick is still digesting some of that now, so.
Yeah, that's a monumental task there.
Yeah.
Rick, I'm just kind of curious, what was the most difficult part of going through this program for you personally?
The most difficult part for me was having my eyes open to all of these processes and ideas that I had not been aware of before, or well, in some respects, opening my eyes to the obvious as well. You know, I should have been aware of them and they were there, but I just didn't think to really gain the process that I needed. But to have all these tools and to think I could just bam, implement them all and everything was going to just flow right down the line the way the book said it was going to. And then the frustration that came from seeing that it didn't work that way. And then trying to reorganize and in some respects I ended up working harder instead of working more effectively at first, but then with Linda's help stepping back and realizing that some of these ideas and the tools and the processes that attainment were providing to us were not going to be able to just happen, that it was going to take time and training and working with the staff and working with the employees to really get the groundwork laid, and it's maybe a couple years before we really get a lot of things implemented that I thought I could just do, you know, in the 8-week process.
Right. So you sort of learned what you didn't know and just how big a project this was actually going to be.
Yeah.
That's kind of eye-opening. So what's next for you then, Rick?
What's next for us at this point in time is Lynn and I sat down and actually just recently reorganized our priorities, and we're going to I'm going to start with really getting job descriptions and high payoff activities documented for my management team, which I really haven't got completely done yet, and then from there start a personnel training program or personal development program for various members of my staff, and to analyze and to as best I can and through the feedback they've provided us to find out what their interests are, what their desires are, what makes them tick, and then to try to give them the tools to work within the business to develop what they want and at the same time give me what I need to make the company more successful.
Well, you know what, Rick? I hope you'll come back and fill us in again a few months down the road here and let us know how this is playing out, because, you know, these are the issues that all business owners really struggle with when they have a lot of employees, and any employees, really. And you're going through the hard work, and I can really feel for what you've got going on here, and I appreciate you taking the time to educate us and let us know how this has all turned out. I'd love to follow up on this story in a few more months and just see how things are going for you.
Well, thank you, John.
Good luck to you, Rick. And Linda, thanks again very much for coming on and helping us out with this topic.
You're welcome.
Take care, both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.